The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
A man I've never seen before came in talking nonsense. He assaulted my customers.
You seem a little hostile, sir. Can I have you calmly walk me through the rest of your story?
Story?
The events that took place.
He assaulted my customers. He came in here mumbling, said he was looking for his keys. He started hitting himself. Uh-huh. I told him, we don't have your keys. Get out. And he starts hitting my customers.
Did he have a weapon?
No, he used his hand. He was slapping them. I warned him. I said, we're going to call the police. Stop.
Good.
But he kept going on about how he needed the keys for a net or something. I told him he was crazy, and I threw this coffee cup at his head.
Good. This is good.
And then he ran off.
Did anyone happen to see where he took off to?
No.
You did a good thing here, sir. Why don't you head outside and wait? I need to converse with my colleague here. Thank you. So, looks like we have a full-blown epidemic on our hands, Keats.
It's horrible. Just plain horrible.
I'm having you assigned to the case. I've already talked it over with the chief.
Really? I don't think...
You've had a unique encounter, and you have your head screwed on straight. For the most part.
Yeah, I should talk it over with my...
No, that won't be necessary. You'll do fine. A few more days and you'll be past it. Besides, everybody wants a chance at being detective, right? Here's your big chance.
Okay.
Get the idiot restaurant owner down to the station and have him sit with a sketch artist.
For a level of sophistication above all other cigarettes for expecting women, choose the only prenatal vitamin cigarettes from Spishak. With each full-flavor drag, your body will be absorbing all the nutrients a baby could ever need or want. What makes Twilight Toasties so special from the other health brand cigarettes? It's packed with even more vitamins than the rest. The kinds of vitamins to help mommy sleep at night. Vitamins that help with weight control, so you can return to that figure your husband fell in love with. The benefits are endless. The boys of Spishak's Science Division couldn't help but answer the call in improving the health benefits of their most popular brand, Infield No. 2. They knew mothers-to-be needed even more support from their pregnancy cigarettes compared to the previous generations. Spishak, leading the way to America's healthier future.
So, that was...
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Too many.
I admit, the card in the drawer is strange, but...
I'm sure it's nothing.
Kind of letting our imaginations get the best of us there.
My imagination can't even build a bridge to the place where this card makes sense.
Have you been up to the cabin to check on him?
No.
You should go.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't have a way to get up there.
There has to be a way.
What if he comes home and I'm not here? What if Mr. Mix shows up and needs help finding him?
What if? You can't just sit here and wait.
I'm not. I'm conducting my own investigation.
I can drive you.
I can't go. I'm scared. I'm scared to go and see for what I might find. Somehow not knowing feels safer than knowing. For now.
That was a tasty drink. You should get some rest and I should get home. Love, Honor, and Decay will be on soon.
Thank you, Trudy. Good night.
I remember, as a young man, I was hiking. The footpath was well worn. The forest was thick and green. I remember walking off the path. I was not worried what lay ahead. What dangers may or may not be. Green. Green. Oh, green. 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 A god. Indestructible. Infinite. It was so green. I was a god. Oh, I was a god. I was a god. The forest was thick and obstructive, never unwelcoming. But if I wanted to press on, I would need to take bigger risks. Press through the branches. Make them bend to my will. Make them bend to my will. For days? There was so much green. The forest was thick. There was nothing I could do to stop from going deeper into the dark, dark green. There was nothing I could do to stop from going deeper into the dark, dark green. The journey, it possessed me. The journey in possessed me. I was hiking in the green infinite. It was how I remembered it. just how it was going to be. Through the overgrowth. Through to the amber flat field. The most amber. A giant amber tree. It had long since given up that ambition. Were over. Its amber mission was more. But it didn't care. Why would it care?
Why would it care? I didn't care.
I didn't care.
No? No one? No one wants to talk? We're all just going to sit here in silence, are we? Oh, until the gentleman who punched me in the ribs. Was that entirely necessary? Was there no other place to hit me? I'm still recovering from some previous injuries. What's the big...
Hey! Krog!
Mr. Mix, if I can have your attention for a moment.
Krog!
Who?
You!
Why is calling me Krog?
Glad to see the fool didn't kill you, chap.
Walter!
Yes! Mr. Mix, if I can have your attention for a moment, I can hear just fine, you bag of bricks. I didn't respond because I'm trying to have a conversation. You are rude, sir. You are troublingly rude.
Would someone please recalibrate, Mr. Mix?
Really?
You are in some serious hot water. I suggest you begin to act accordingly.
How long have I been here?
We have business to discuss.
An hour? Two?
Not only do we have our business, but my boss would like to speak with you after we're done.
You're answering to someone now?
You know who I am?
Oh, I know everyone. Even those who don't know me, Mr. Thomas Michelli.
Great. Introductions are out of the way.
And who is it that has you kowtowing to them?
I don't kowtow, Mix. But we all answer to somebody. That's the man I've heard so much about.
Would you like me to autograph something for you?
Recalibrate.
Oh. A good side of that because for you, a piece of paper, a handgun.
You're like a nail sticking up begging to be hammered down.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Where is my ledger?
Isn't this a question for your bookkeeper?
Big man, if you please.
Sure thing.
Like I was trying to say before. You got barely a scratch, old boy. Marvelous.
Hey, you was crazy or something. He's gonna make me hit you again.
You and me are pals.
One more time, if you please.
This is gonna hurt, funny man.
What are you doing?
Someone's in trouble.
This Stunad has a hard time showing respect.
Do you think I care about your respect? You asked me if I'd allow you to speak with him before the meeting.
I'm still asking.
Look at him. If I let you ask just one more question, how much of him will even be left?
If he would just...
You can leave. You're done. The boys can stay.
I need...
Excuse me?
I need to be on my way.
You got lucky, Michelli.
How's that?
I've been here too. 2 hours now?
About.
Another 10 minutes, give or take, and you would have been very sorry.
Watch your back, Mix.
Please, untie Mr. Mix.
Finally, someone with kindness in their heart. Thank
you. Hey, watch out!
I'll need your weapon.
Whoa, yowza!
Now, if you wouldn't mind, sir, I'll be using you as a shield for the time being. Whoa, your cooperation is appreciated. Back away, Krog. I have a rule about not shooting my friends. Now, let's not have me break it today.
Yeah, we's pals. Don't shoot.
How wonderful, Walter. It's really a total pleasure having you here. Back off, everyone. Come on. Give the guy some space.
I really should start carrying a gun. Suddenly everyone is so accommodating.
Unnecessary, Walter. Really. Please, take a seat. Have a drink with me. You're a bourbon man, correct?
I am parched.
Great. I've so wanted to share a drink with you, Mr. Mix. Let the man go. He won't hurt you. Please, sit, Mr. Mix. There you go. Put your feet up there a little bit. Whew, man, you know, sitting is an art form. That is a good chair, isn't it? I had it flown in. Just feel that leather in this chair. I tell you, this is my favorite place to sit and read and enjoy a bourbon. And a conversation. Your drink. It's fine stuff. It doesn't come cheaply, but it's not wasted on a man like you, is it, Walter? Take a sip. Here, I'll drink too.
My mouth, because of so many.
It's good. It'll numb you up. I had you brought here tonight because we need to talk business.
You could have called.
I did, in my own way. I know about you and your recent mischief, making off with a certain important ledger. I'd like to make a deal with you in exchange for your help.
Douglas the Devil Kowalski? That's you, am I right? Right? Along with my no-shooting-friends policy, I have a policy against making deals with the devil.
Maybe it's time you revise your policy. The job that I need you to do is really simple. I need you to track a missing item. It's a typewriter.
A typewriter?
Yes, yes. One that was stolen from me.
You want to raise my trespass against one of your family captains for a typewriter?
Yes.
A typewriter. We are saying the same word, correct?
A very, very precious one. A wholly unique item. How many truly unique items are there in this world, Walter?
And we will be settled up.
Walter Troubles Mix will, in essence, become a dead end in the search for the missing ledger.
Well, when you put it like that. Oh, listen, boys, I wouldn't go out there. Michele, you're back.
Troubles. There you are. Am I late?
No, right on time, in fact.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Of course you haven't. Ready to go?
All right, Doug, we have a deal.
Here are the details.
Hand those to Whit, would you? I'm also going to need an extra set of hands, so I'm taking Krog here with me.
That's not my name.
We can accommodate you. Ronnie, help Walter with whatever he needs.
Sure, boss.
Come now, Whit.
What just happened?
That? New client.
Wait, I'm confused.
Keep walking. The fact we've made it out alive is an interesting development.
What the hell is this? There is no sky, just one month we read about in books. What are these books, you ask? I ask. What are they? Who put them here? What is here? And where are the words coming from, profusely rambling out of my mouth? Whose mouth is my mouth? Yes, these are the things Donald needs to be asking ourselves of. And two, I ramble on. I ramble. I bramble. My eye. Rumble, rumble on the pump. To know, where are the words with her big books? Where are the words? Who told us? Who told us the words? What the hell is this? There is no sky, just what ones we read about in books.
Open!
What are these books? You ask, I ask. What are they? Who put them here? What is here? And where are the words coming from, profusely rambling out of my mouth? Whose mouth is my mouth? Yes, these are things Donald needs to be asking ourselves of. And two, I...
I bramble, my eyes, they bramble on the path to know. Where are the words without the books? Where are the words? Who told us? Who told us the words? Gah! Books in about read we one. What? Just sky. No, is there? This is hell. What? Words. The us told who? Us told who? Words that are where? Books that without words that are where? No, two path, the on bramble, them eyes, my bramble, I. My, of my rambling profusely from coming words that are where, and here is what? Hear them put and hear them put who? They are what? Who? They? Ask I, ask you, books, these are what? Ask I, ask you, books, these are what?
What is the frequency?
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
What is the
What's the Frequency is written and created by James Oliva. Production and sound design by Alexander Danner. What's the Frequency's theme music, composed by Kurt C. Nelson. We'd like to announce we now have an online store for our show's merchandise on Big Cartel, which you can visit by going to whatsthefrequency.bigcartel.com. If you really enjoy the show, like really enjoy the show, consider contributing to our Patreon campaign at www.patreon.com/WTFrequency. For the month of February, we are running a contest. For every person that signs up as a Patreon supporter at the $3 level and up, will be put in a raffle for a limited edition signed and numbered poster. In addition, any Patreon support level you sign up in that month will earn you free shipping on any order from our merchandise store on Big Cartel. February is the last month to sign up and be eligible for the drawing. We'd like to give special thanks to Eli McElveen and Sean Howard of the audio drama podcast Alba Salix, Royal Physician. Erie Alexander of the audio drama podcast Jim Robbie and the Wanderers, as well as Jake Song of the audio drama podcast Misadventure by Death. This episode contained new material by our composer, Kurt C. Nelson, additional music and sounds used from public domain and Creative Commons sources. As always, I'm James Oliva. Till next time.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.